This morning's Newsmaker is brought to you by Magnum Power in Lawson, your farm and lawn equipment destination. With elections coming up in some Missouri counties, the state's voter-approved photo ID law of 2016 is still inefficacious due to ongoing litigation. In visits to county clerks this month, Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft fielded questions and commentary, including the future of the state's ID law. In Carroll County, Clerk Norma Sparks asked about the current status of that law.
For the time being, Mr. Ashcroft seemed to think that what will happen will be that the voter ID and the utility bills will no longer be accepted. They could only have the government-issued ID, or they have to vote a provisional ballot.
Sparks says a judge took issue with a required signed statement.
Problem with that voter ID bill is the statement that the voter has to sign if they do not have their government-issued ID. The statement actually says that they have no ID. For the meantime, we've done away with the statement completely, and they can go ahead and vote if they have their voter ID card or some previously accepted ID.
A Missouri judge ruled last year that parts of the law were unconstitutional, specifically the portion that allows poll workers to ask for photo ID. The decision followed a lawsuit filed by a progressive advocacy organization, Priorities USA, that urged the court to strike down what it called Missouri's burdensome ID requirements.
It wasn't a photo ID requirement. You didn't have to have a photo ID to vote. The law allowed for poll workers to ask to request a photo ID, and the vast majority of people use one anyway.
Secretary of State's Director of Communications Maura Browning says in most counties, voluntary photo ID use is over 90%. The court ruling, still in effect, also states that officials can no longer spread materials that say photo ID is required or ask for the ID without specifying other forms of identification that voters may also show.
In essence, that guts the law, but only that section was said to be not in effect any longer. And we just continue to wait for the court to make a decision. We'll abide by whatever the court decides.
Another issue brought up at the Carroll County office during Ashcroft's visit was the desired elimination of the presidential primary in Missouri. Listen every weekday, 7:25 a.m. for the Daily Newsmaker segment. Check out our website for more info and excerpts of the newsmakers. For KMZU, I'm Matt Griffith.